That's a big one.
And today marks the final day for Casey Kaufman in the space on the Cooper Avenue Mall, as the plates, serving trays, and even the art on the walls are available for sale after more than 3 decades in business. Yesterday afternoon, former patrons looked over stacks of items on dining tables as a mix of songs by the Beatles played through the restaurant. Kaufman was handling cash sales at a table near the front door when I caught up with her.
When did the idea originally start for you?
You know what? The idea did not start with me. It started with my ex-husband. And he thought that Aspen was just ripe for a sushi bar in the early 80s. And actually, it really wasn't. It took a long time for it to catch on.
I mean, obviously, 34 years is quite a while. What do you think about in terms of that and being a part of the community?
I've seen people meet, have their first day, get married, have kids. I've seen, you know, some of my customers have passed away. John Denver used to be a good customer, you know. So, yeah, there's a lot of time in the community, time knowing what the community, you know, was, what was happening in the community, what I thought about it, what other people thought about it. It's a lot. It was my life. Yeah. I mean, my working life.
At what point for you did you realize that it may be time to retire, to put it aside?
Well, I'll tell you, I can remember after I first took it over, I thought, maybe I'll do 5 years. So I didn't choose it. I kind of fell into it.
It's funny, John Lennon playing in the background, and I'm reminded of that quote of his, you know, life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. And it kind of seems like maybe you may have had other plans, but then this became your plan.
You know what? I know that I am not the person that had a lifelong passion to do one thing or another. I find that I've kind of fallen into whatever, you know, and then embraced it, whatever's happened to me. So, but that's certainly true. One of the names of a song by Willie Nelson, Ain't It Funny How Time Slips Away. It really has. My daughter Sasha was 2.5 years old when the restaurant opened. So. My kids went to school from here. They came back. They did their homework on the bar after school. I mean, you know, all kinds of things happen.
When you hear from people who came in during the final days and things like that, right. What did they tell you about how it meant to them in terms of its place in Aspen?
God bless them all. I'm going to cry. This is, you know, it's so gratifying. It feels so good to know that you've created something. And, you know, it's not a hospital. I mean, I'm not curing people or anything. I'm just showing them a good time. But it's gratifying to know that people have had wonderful experiences here.
As for yourself, will you be around here, or what's next for you?
I will be around here at least for the time being. I'm hoping that I take a nice trip when I get, you know, when this is kind of all resolved. I make pottery at CMC. I have a beautiful home on the river, and yeah, I'll stay here as long as I can.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
The final plates and other pieces of Takasushi are expected to be sold off today. Rob St. Mary, Aspen Public Radio News.